meeting him. Good evening, Fairling Head. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
As we draw close to you this time, we hear your prayers of healing, and always you would imagine your world to be in a constant state of turmoil. I would like to say to you this time that your planet Earth is evolving in the correct way.
That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Very good to hear.
We understand the concerns and the upsets of humankind when so much seems to be going wrong in different areas of your world. My dear friends, we are fast approaching the time when change is inevitable. These changes may be very subtle, but nevertheless, they will happen. Mankind has reached a platform to go further in your development. It is our task, as I have told you on many occasions, it is our task to see that this is so. So I would say to you, my dear friends, look forward to the progress of your world. Do not despair at all that is happening, but to continue to give of your love and your healing thoughts to all peoples. Not only humankind, but to your animal kingdoms also. They too are part of your Earth's evolution. I would like you, if you would, to consider what is good in your world, rather than dwell upon those negative happenings. Because as you see and feel good, so it continues to grow.
Yes, I think we feel inside the good progress of going forward. Mm-hmm. And I think we realize that unrest in the world has to be a side effect of the very general forward motion that is happening.
Yes, if I may use one of your earthly sayings, all of these things must have their day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You must remember this. Mm. So often have I told you that good comes from bad on many occasions. Mm-hmm. Not always as yet, but on many occasions you can see the good results from bad situations.
I was reading today various of the transcripts that you were talking of more or less the same thing, the light and the dark, the good and the evil, as we were talking about at the time, although we know now it's not evil at all.
Yes.
And there was one profound statement that you made, which, how would you know things were bad or good if you didn't experience the other side?
Yes. That is true, and it always will be true. That both sides of the coin has to be experienced to know the difference.
And equal. One doesn't... They balance each other out.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
But actually, if we concentrate on the good, as you've just said, good things, that would create more energy and promote the good, hopefully.
Mm. Yes, that is what I have said. Mm. Yes. It would grow stronger.
Yes.
And then the negativity is dispersed.
Mm. So I suppose people are so concentrating on the negative side, on the bad things, as we would think they are.
Yes.
We're actually helping them.
Mm.
You have only, as individuals, to see and recognize that if you dwell on something that you would term bad, you have to see what emotional cause that would create, and then compare it to thinking of something positive and happy, and again judge your own emotions.
Yes, that's true.
And you will see how different that is. Mm. That is a simplified statement, but it also applies to all of your earth. So now you begin to see, my dear friends, the responsibility that with the knowledge you have, what there is to achieve.
Mm. Yes, and the knowledge that we've received from other more advanced peoples in the universe help us, I'm sure, to see what further evolution that is good is possible.
Yes. We all come to you with a mission. For some, it is to give further evidence or advice about your world. We choose those we come to carefully. And always, I have told you, I like to keep to the simple word, because truth is simple.
Mm-hmm.
You need no extensive words, complicated language, to tell you that what you are about is love. It is a small and simple word, but it has a meaning that enfolds all of your universes. And I would like to think and feel that that small word called love comes from within each one of you much more easily than at one time it did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I am sure you all feel this.
Could I ask a question, Selinette?
Yes.
A lot of, well, from time to time, people ask me or tell me that they would like to meet a partner, and sometimes they ask for advice, and usually I suggest that they focus on the quality that they would like to share with a person or enjoy, and then I usually suggest that it's divine timing. There will be they just need to be patient and continue with enjoying their life on their own terms. Would you like to comment?
I would say that to be comfortable and to, as you say, find a partner takes time.
Yes.
But first of all, you have to love yourself.
Yes, yes, that's also
without true. That love of yourself, how can you attract the right, I prefer to say, spirit to you?
Yes, that's another one that I often say. It's Gary who used to come here. He actually asked me recently if I would speak to you about this on his behalf, because he feels that he would like to meet somebody, but he feels that it's not. I think he despairs of it happening sometimes,
which is a negative response.
Yes.
And while those negative thoughts abound, he almost creates the barrier for meeting that special person.
Yes.
If you like to put it that way.
Right.
I rather see it on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it is not necessary that you have a partner in life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wish that to be your reality, then so it can be.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say to Gary that he must first find and love himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because within him there is a little negativity.
Yes, I did feel that, but I wasn't sure whether to say that, so I thought I would bring the question to you.
Yes, there is someone, I don't like to do this, but there will be someone.
Mm-hmm.
But not yet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm. That gives him hope.
Yes.
Thank you.
But he must look inwards to himself.
Yes. Thank you.
I would just like to ask, Sanuette, I know you've said to me before I mustn't doubt what comes through me, but when what comes through me is goes out to the rest of the world, I would like just to have a little confirmation that what I said is right. And the last couple of weeks ago, somebody came through. I think I got a bit confused because of the wording, but that had actually been around at the time of when the pyramids in Bosnia were built. Was that right?
One of the builders.
One of the builders.
Of course, he was speaking from spirit, was he not?
Mm-hmm. Was he someone from another planet?
Yes.
Yeah.
From another
Simca. Yes, Simca, that's right.
I cannot answer that question, I will have to look to it and let you know.
Thank you, that would be very kind. Thank you.
Next time I come, I will have the answer.
Thank you very much.
But let me just say about doubt.
Yes.
Some would say that all that is said comes from our world.
Mm.
But sometimes you have to remember that in being used as what you term channels, include your own deep subconscious mind.
Yes.
And although there is no question of trickery, it sometimes can happen.
Yes. And I think I started to doubt a little bit when I was talking, it seemed right. But afterwards, because he had said that he was coming to bring a message from others, and then by the end it seemed that he was actually talking about himself, and that's what confused me.
Yes.
So yes, thank you.
I will look to it for you.
Thank you very much.
I do not wish to detract from this evening.
No, thank you.
But
yes, thank you.
Try not to doubt yourself.
No, you have said that before.
Yes.
I just feel that something like that, it was because it's going out to so many.
Yes.
I would like it to be right. Mm.
But sometimes it is healthy to have doubts because then you are not engaged in thinking that all words come from our spirit world.
Yes, no, that's true.
As so many do.
Mm.
And I have to say that there are many in your world who are creating for themselves much untruth and confusion.
Yes.
Mm. I think I was reading some recently that was supposed to be a channeling, but that it was so wordy and complicated, unnecessarily so, that it made me think that that was an example of someone who was maybe they weren't aware of it, but I think it wasn't from a source of truth in a very clear, usually it's so clear and simple, using and the understanding is somehow gentle and clear. But
yes, I think the account included many many long words which would be beyond many people.
Well, they were a bit, it would sound, yes, it was a bit more like a sort of showing off at how many long words. But anyway, it's, truth seems to have a beautiful simplicity to it.
There are many people in our world who find words an absolute joy, let me say.
Mm-hmm.
But that is their passion. But it should have nothing to do with love or truth or philosophy from our world.
Mm.
That is why when first I came to you, I decided that simplicity was the way forward.
Yes, thank you for that.
I think with teaching it's very helpful to have simplicity.
Yes.
But, I mean, as an art form, words, when they're poetry, it's, for me, it's an art form, like music or painting. that's how I see words at their best, really.
Yes. We could all give very colourful descriptions, long sentences of complicated words, when two or three will exhibit to you the same content.
Mm.
Yes, there is no need, and that is why we decided when we chose to come to you that our words would always remain simple.
Mm.
That is why I do not like going into too many personal details.
Mm-hmm.
There are many in your world who will supply disinformation.
Mm.
My mission to you all is to bring only simple truth and pure love.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Matt, I wonder if I could ask a general question about spirit.
Yes.
Spirit has always been.
Yes.
Mind is part of spirit, and I think we appreciate that spirit has a number of parts.
Yes.
And then there is what we call the energetic void, which extends throughout the universe.
Yes.
I am wondering if that has always been, or is it part of the creation?
It is a part of creation.
Ah, yes.
But it has the ability to change. So yes, it has always been.
And I imagine spirit is, well, it has to be in association with the energetic void.
Yes. You cannot separate the two.
Hmm. Going on from there, this may be an overcomplicated idea, but if the energetic void is part of evolution, then I would imagine it continues to be created and is in pace, in a way, with the expanding universe.
Yes. Yes. I have said it is able to change.
Yes, and I suspect that what we call black holes at the center of galaxies are energy converters, I think physical matter and light feed into those black holes, and I suspect that the energetic void is is being produced here in pace with universe expansion.
When all belongs to creation, we do not speak of the static energy.
Mm.
I have told you energy is ever moving, changing.
Yes.
And of course, every planet that is within every universe has its own pocket of energy.
Yes.
To put it in a simplified way. So, yes, you cannot separate the two, although your scientists would say that is not quite correct, as I am sure you are aware.
Yes, it seems a very logical notion that that the energetic void is part of creation and ongoing.
Yes. And the word void is slightly misleading,
feel.
Is a void?
It's negative.
I think it simply means that that material atoms are missing from it.
Yes, but it is still part of all creation.
Yes.
Yes. You cannot dismiss this in any other way.
And spirit and mind.
Mind belongs to spirit, yes.
Mind belongs to spirit, and in a sense would seem to be conveyed by the by this badly named void.
Well, there are many ways to explain it, but I feel for the sake of the group as a whole, these are complicated matters. Matters that, although of interest to many, really are unimportant at this stage of existence. It is something that you can begin to unfold and understand at a later date. But I know you have an active mind, my dear friend, and seek many answers. But again, I will say, try to keep all of these thoughts on a more simplistic wavelength.
Well, that does help clarify, and yes, it's I think it's firmly with us that mind is part of spirit, and
consciousness is part of spirit. So you can't have a void if consciousness is part of spirit. That doesn't make any sense that there should be any void at all.
All is energy, whether you give it a name
or not.
Yes, that is true.
Well, the old-fashioned term was to call it ether, which is perhaps a better word, because
I would agree. I would prefer to use that word. It is basically a spiritual energy. Yes, and all is part of creation. You cannot separate it.
Yes. Well, thank you for that also. Yes. That does help to clarify the thinking.
Yes. And
it helps if we used sensible words for our descriptions.
Yes. It is easy to complicate that which is simple. But it is understandable also.
Well, George does have a scientific mind and background.
Yes.
And without George, we wouldn't have been as far in the group as we have. So we appreciate George's inquisitive mind.
Well, I try my best to relate it all to spirit and bring the two together.
Mm. And that is his purpose within this.
Absolutely.
Group. Yes. As you all are involved, each one of you has a place and a purpose.
That's why we blend as a group. I think we each bring something completely unique.
Before we come to this world with whatever mission we have chosen, it takes quite a long time to find those people who are suitable, not only in spirit, but in their daily thinking. all are different within this group, and yet you are all as one.
Yes, as one.
Unity has become purer as time has passed by. And for this, I am eternally grateful.
Well, so are we. I have to say that.
Anyway,
and as a matter of fact, I have just written an article, and I know that I received help in doing that from Spirit, and your words this evening have further clarified so that I can present it in a better way. Yes, thank you for that.
Can I ask, following on from that, did we all make a pact before we incarnated this lifetime to work together here?
There was a knowledge available for you.
Mm.
Not so much a pact, but a knowing that at some point there would be a coming together.
Right.
At that time, it was not intended that I would take this earthly mission.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it, as I have said, takes a long time to find people of the right, how you would say, caliber.
So we were headhunted.
Well,
possibly.
If you wish to think that, then I will allow you to think that. But no, everything is done willingly.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
And I think you've worked hard to bring us together, because Sarah and I met at a choir, which neither of us singing anymore, but just for that coming together at that time, I'm sure was right.
Yes.
to bring me here.
As I have said, there are never coincidences. Mm. They're always planned for you. Opportunity is there.
Mm.
If we were to actually write down how our journeys brought us here, then they would make fascinating reading.
Yes.
We have not only within this room, but even when people have visited once, or we have extended family members. I mean, from my own point of view, I came here through marriage. So that never ceases to not amaze me, because I'm not surprised anymore, but just how wonderful the journey is. You with me to meeting my partner, meeting my in-laws who were part of Leslie Bone's group, who introduced me, who have introduced my children, who we were, and we've been together before, my children and I. I just find it, I wish I had the words to write it down for people.
Yes. Perhaps I can say to you, you are all a family of spirit.
Mm.
Mm. And there are many instances of groups who work with us, who are interested in the way they have come together.
Mm-hmm.
But you all have pathways, and you all have choice.
Mm-hmm.
And it is your choices that have brought you together.
Mm-hmm.
You may well have, for example, been married, but you may have rejected what was in front of you. So, remember.
Do you mean the free will?
Yes.
Has taken me on a different path?
Yes.
Completely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Remember always that you have that free will.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been that as many before you have rejected the pathway in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
But that rejection is always part of spirit. So neither choice is ever wrong.
Yes, the choice can be wrong.
It can be.
Yes.
Mm.
You have made the right choice by the right pathway. If you had rejected what was in front of you, you would not now be in the position that you are. You always have the choice.
Mm. Well, there's a better choice. there's a pathway which is going to lead to more fulfillment.
Yes, you will all, of course, return to spirit. I believe that is what our dear friend means.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a right pathway, and there is a pathway which will meander in all kinds of ways
mm-hmm.
in life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the pathway that is best suited mm-hmm. to you.
And maybe it meanders because it's actually still looking for the right pathway.
It meanders because that has been your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You understand.
There's something deep down in your core that you. It's very difficult to express when you know that something is right.
Yeah.
And we've mentioned this so many times in the group, and Paul's mentioned it on Sarah, where you do something, and obviously you know that you either shouldn't have done it, you shouldn't
yes.
be doing it, and there's some. I think years ago that feeling would have been completely ignored. But your teachings have brought those feelings more to the fore, so it's far more important to feel comfortable with a decision.
You all have the ultimate truth. You all have the knowledge of what is right and what is not so good.
Mm.
But that is why you have been endowed with free will.
Mm-hmm.
So that you develop that knowingness that you already possess.
The free will is still part of spirit because that's a learning,
yes.
that's a learning curve.
Free will returns with you to spirit.
Mm-hmm. It's part of our growth.
For some time at least,
mm-hmm.
until the recognition comes. That it is not necessary.
Part of our growth is to recognize what is true and what is good
yes.
for us.
Yes.
And would you say when you make the right decision,
you will know.
You know, and it's an easier journey.
Yes. You feel that upliftment within yourself.
Mm. Mm.
Your spirit soars
mm.
because it knows that is what is right.
Mm. And others also sense when you are on a good pathway because they become attracted to the light.
Yes.
Mm. And they want to understand what it is that you... they want to understand what gives you that light, that feeling.
And you are attracted to continue onwards
mm-hmm.
and further
mm-hmm.
because of your understanding.
Yes.
So you see, others are attracted to you whilst you are attracted to greater things.
Yes.
It's not a question, it's just something like I've noticed a lot, and without ego, it's not an egotistical statement at all, but I have noticed that I look at babies and often I'm told, oh, she never smiles at anybody or he doesn't wave at anybody, and it's as if I have I'm looking at a child's soul. It's a wonderful feeling. I get a response from children that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put it down to it's a spiritual connection. I don't need to understand it, they don't need to understand it, but it happens.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And your understanding is great because of it.
Yes.
Yes. That is correct.
Yes. I suppose they're nearer to spirit. They're near, you know, they
want to
come back.
They are still close
yes.
to spirit.
Yeah.
And you, of course, would be attracted to that
to them.
Strong light.
Yes. Yeah.
In a kind of being pulled back home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's how it feels. I can often, I'm sure I actually I can see their soul rather than the person that they, if that's the right word, or whether it be spirit.
The physical part.
The physical bit's not
mm-hmm.
there. I'm looking at something much deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what happens when the spirit develops when still within the physical being.
Mm-hmm.
This is what should happen.
Mm-hmm.
That the spirit comes forward and recognizes what we would call pure love.
Mm.
Of course it is, yes.
Yes.
Of course.
And pure love, the closest you will find, as I have said before, is the bonding of a mother and a newly born child.
Mm.
That is as close to the pure love as you will find
mm-hmm.
on this earth anyway.
I find the same experience happens with animals.
Yes.
The same love bond.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm.
No, my dear friends, I feel it is time to leave you this time. I hope our talk has been informative
mm.
to you.
Yes, very much.
Yes.
And as always, I leave you bathed in love. I bring you comfort and strength and upliftment for your daily living.
As always, it has been a wonderful evening. Certainly much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.